This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. At this hour, Donald Trump is addressing the Republican National Convention in the city of Milwaukee just 5 days after surviving an assassination attempt. He will accept his party's presidential nomination in a speech designed to unify his party behind his third consecutive White House bid. Trump's appearance comes as a second Senate Democrat is urging President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. We get more on that story from the AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Montana's John Tester is in his own tight re-election bid and says the president should bow out. That comes with Democrats at the highest levels making a push for the president to rethink his bid. Former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to allies about his ex-running mate's prospects, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately told the president that Democrats could lose their chance to retake the House if he stays in.
Sagar Magani reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris questioned on Thursday Republicans' attempts to portray themselves as the party of unity.
In recent days, they've been trying to portray themselves as the party of unity. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you claim to stand for unity, you need to do more than just use the word.
Donald Trump claimed earlier this week his convention speech would be toned down following a shooter's attempt to take his life on Saturday. But Harris, campaigning on Thursday, said you cannot claim you stand for unity if you're pushing an agenda that deprives whole groups of Americans of basic freedoms, opportunity, and dignity. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is